Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care Podcast. And today's podcast is about how RVers can make sure that they always get a campground reservation. Now, before we get started, let me invite everyone who's listening to subscribe to my podcast, and that way you won't miss any of the great topics we're going to be discussing. And please visit my website, too, at RVinspectionandcare.com. There's a lot of information there and articles that I'm sure you'll find helpful. Now, let's get back to our topic about how we make sure that we always get a campground reservation. You know, this was not really that much of an issue just a couple of years ago. In fact, when we first started RVing full-time, well, it just really wasn't a big problem. You could pretty much get reservations almost any time, and it was very easy to travel even spontaneously back then. But things have changed in the last 2 years, and one of the big reasons is COVID. And then COVID caused also this huge increase in popularity in RVing. So as a result of that, we have essentially the same number of campgrounds and campsites that we had a couple of years ago, but we have all these newer RVers, so many of them. So there's a lot more people that are vying for the same number of campsites. And, you know, even some of the most popular YouTube content creators are saying they're having trouble even getting reservations made, especially the ones that love to travel spontaneously. You know, they just like to kind of go where the spirit moves them. Well, that's getting a lot more difficult these days. In the past, it was very doable, but today, it's a challenge. So, yes, getting campground reservations is a challenge today, but it can still be done. And let me reassure you about that. Now, we're going to go over a lot of ways today to make sure that you can always get that campground reservation. And the first one we're going to talk about, and this really is the most important point or suggestion that I can make, is I know some folks really like that spontaneous travel. But these days, that's going to be really challenging. Instead, I encourage you to plan ahead. You know, that's going to be more and more important as we go forward. Now, how far ahead do you need to plan? Well, that's hard to say because it depends on the person, what they're comfortable with, how they like to travel, what area they're in, all those kinds of things. So it's hard to say how far to plan ahead. As far as we're concerned, Sherry and I usually plan ahead about 3 to 4 months. And in doing that, we don't have any problem. In fact, right now, we'll be leaving New England, we're going down to Florida, and then we're going to head out to Arizona. And we'll get in Arizona by the first of the year. Well, I had that whole trip completely planned out. I don't have to worry about it. I was easily able to get the reservations that I wanted. And so planning ahead is a very important part of the puzzle to make sure that you always have a place to stay. And really just adjust it to whatever you're comfortable with as to how far you plan in advance. Now, the second suggestion I have is get as many resources for campgrounds and campsites as you possibly can. Because the more places you have to choose from, the more opportunity you have to actually find a place to make a reservation. So, for instance, the one website we like to use more than any other is RV Trip Wizard, and that's no surprise. I've made videos about it in the past. It's really easy for me. I can lay out a whole trip quickly, easily, but I also like the fact that it lists a lot of campgrounds along the way. So very often, I can make all my reservations by just following the trip that I've laid out in RV Trip Wizard, and it'll give you the campground. You can actually look up the reviews for the campgrounds, and it'll provide the phone numbers or the website so that you can go and make reservations in whatever way you'd like. So RV Trip Wizard is probably my number one resource for getting campgrounds that I can use across the country. But number two is Campendium. That's a great website. There's a lot of campsites and campgrounds there that may not be available almost anywhere else. So be sure to check that as well. Then there's another great site called TheDirt.com, and it's spelled D-Y-R-T and not D-I-R-T. But again, great resource for lots of campgrounds. And finally, I love to use the AllStays app too. It's worked very well for me. In fact, I use AllStays along with RV Trip Wizard a lot. And if I can't find the campgrounds I'm really looking for in RV Trip Wizard, usually I can find something then in AllStays. And then if I can't find it there, then I move to Campendium and TheDirt.com. So those are all great ways to have a lot of campgrounds and campsites available to you to choose from. Now, the third suggestion is Boondockers Welcome. And now, I kind of feel like this is one that hasn't completely caught on with everyone like it should when they're thinking about making reservations. But Boondockers Welcome essentially is an arrangement where hosts around the country will allow you to come and stay on their site, and you can boondock. But you know what we're finding is more and more of these hosts are actually providing some kind of hookups, and very often they're allowing you to stay multiple nights as well. So it's kind of like even having campground reservations, really, through Boondockers Welcome. And we've used it several times. We've been very happy with every arrangement that we've had. So it's another resource in your campground reservation tool belt. Now, the next suggestion is Harvest Hosts. And again, this is an underutilized way of making reservations while you're on the road. The thing to remember about Harvest Hosts is that they generally are only a one-night stay. They really don't usually allow you to stay more than that. But if you are on the road and you are traveling, and you know you're going from one area to another and you've got several days to get there, well then Harvest Hosts is a great resource because it allows you to have these one night stays. And the advantage is that you're staying at some really unique and beautiful places. You know, things like golf courses and vineyards and farms and things like that that are just beautiful. So it really is a great resource for making overnight stays. Now, let me interject here that both Boondockers Welcome and Harvest Hosts can still be arranged sort of at the last minute. That's how underutilized they are. The campgrounds, it's really hard to get last minute reservations. But with these two resources, it's still possible to travel around the country and do so in a spontaneous way, like a lot of people like to do. So be sure to consider those two resources, Boondockers Welcome and Harvest Hosts. If you don't have it in your tool belt, well, it may be time to put it there. Now, my next resource for consideration is hipcamp.com, and that's spelled HIPCamp.com. And again, what it is a collection of resources of people that are offering their location for you to stay at. And very often it's residential locations, but it could be businesses too. Usually there is a fee for staying there, but very often they do provide some kind of hookups. And it's another way to find even more places to stay. And it doesn't cost you anything to use the website. So consider HipCamp.com. My next suggestion is Passport America. Don't forget about them. You know, you can get up to 50% off, too, if you abide by all their regulations and guidelines and so on. So, but that's good. But in addition to that, also, very often I can find campgrounds there that may not be listed in some of the other resources I have. So Passport America is good to have. Finally, a lot of you out there have 1,000 Trails memberships. You know, for instance, the Zone Pass. A lot of folks have a Zone Pass because it's not that expensive, and it allows you to use the 1,000 Trails park system. But the problem with the Zone Pass is you can only make reservations out about 2 months in advance. And you know, if everybody has a Zone Pass and they can only make it out 2 months in advance, well, then you might not get some reservations when you want them. So what I recommend is consider the idea of upgrading to an elite membership. That's what we have. And with an elite membership, we can actually make reservations 4 months in advance. And we have no problem finding reservations at almost any 1,000 Trails campground or park by doing that. Now, yes, it does cost you to upgrade, so it's something you've got to think about and you got to consider. But if you travel a lot and if having that reservation with full hookups is really important to you, well, then you might want to consider upgrading your 1,000 Trails membership. Now, the last point I want to make is that if all these other resources fail, then there's always the free overnight spots. Things like Walmarts and rest stops and Cracker Barrels and Cabela's and also Bass Pro Shops and even some casinos. Those are places where you can stay overnight while you're traveling. Now, you're probably not going to be able to put your slides out and really enjoy, you know, the camping experience there, but it lets you have a place to stay. So if all other resources fail, those are great. Now, how do you find those spots, though? My recommendation is probably the easiest way is to go to Campendium. They actually have a section on their site for free camping. So click on that. And then choose your area, and up will come the free spots where you could go and camp overnight while you're traveling through. So give that some consideration. You know, if all these other resources fail, there's always that to get you through in the meantime. Well, I've covered a lot of suggestions, a lot of links here that would go to websites and to apps and so on. And I want to make sure that you have all of these so that you can go check them out for yourself. So a video of this podcast is being made that's going to be on YouTube. And the links to all of these resources will be in the description of the video. And I'll put a link to the video in the description of the podcast. And so that way you can go there and find all these resources, check them out, see if it'll work for you, and let me just say this. We have used pretty much all of these resources at one time or another, and it works very well for us. So the more resources you have right now in this period where it's really getting tougher to get reservations, the better. And you'll really be able to have a lot more to choose from that way. And the bottom line is this, the situation we are facing for campground reservations is challenging. Yes, that is true. But it's not hopeless. It's actually very manageable. You've just got to know how to do it and have the right resources, and you'll be able to go pretty much anywhere you want to go most times and have the reservations you need to get you there. Well, that's it for now. I hope what we've covered has been helpful and hope it will be beneficial for you in your RV travels. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.